Nasze sam. You ought to know down like a dog. Oh, falling out of grace. Looking through my face.
Also have a great video for your song Shake. What was the inspiration for that song?
Shake was actually one of the lines in the song is I'm wiping the slate clean. And when we put the video together, Antuka, for me personally, it felt like it's kind of like this girl who has dreams and aspirations, and it's just so easily blown to shambles so quickly. And it could be about anything. Like, does she want to become that queen? It's not really, it's not that she wants to become the queen. It's more like what she thought she may aspire to be, and then how easily, not on the mark you can be in life. But in the end, those hippies, they always have a good time. I think that would be the best way to describe it right now.
You recently had your album release show in Montreal, and you've performed a lot in the area. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Up to now, it feels like every show was more intense than the last, and not just intense sonically, but in the way we go about it, where we feel most alive. And I think it's the live performance. It's where, it's like an exorcism of sorts. I think we sweat out, I don't know how many liters of sweat, and because it's intense. And I think we talk a lot about like this sportsman approach to it. And it's like we bounce off of each other and just kind of build this energy and tension up skywards. And I playing live is when it all just gets unleashed, and we're really looking forward to coming out west and showing you.
Yeah, and another thing about playing live is also, you finally get the opportunity to share your songs with an audience and actually have their reactions firsthand to your music, and connecting with people at the shows. And actually, I think a lot of people do say that, but it really does resonate with us when we get to actually share our music with people and get people dancing and having a good time and wanting more at the end. It's really something, and it's, something that we really aspire to do more and more,
Yeah. And it's very humbling when everyone's dancing to the music that you're playing, and you just feel a sense of like, that's why we're here, just to share in that. And to
ultimately what we want is to have the people dancing and having a good time,
What's the very worst piece of advice you've ever been given about this career?
Wow.
That's the first time I've ever gotten that question.
Yeah.
I think the most recurring one is, it's very difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah, the worst piece of advice is a lot of people try and most people don't make it. And it's like, the goal here is not making it. The goal here is to express yourself and to learn about yourself and about, life itself through doing music or any type of art. So it's not about, making it, dude. I don't know. That was a piece of advice.
Watch your language.
Excuse me.
Yeah, my next question was going to be, what advice would you give to others? But you kind of answered that in the same question.
I think my best advice is just keep doing it. I mean, the more you write songs, the better you get at writing songs about feeling your emotions, the more in touch you become with yourself and, you know, and with others. So then all of a sudden you just open up a world of different things you can write about, different things you feel when you play. Then you can start playing, you know, with your imagination. And when you start running around with multiple different people's imaginations at once, then, I mean, sky's the limit.
What's on the horizon for the Flamingos Pink musically over the coming months?
Well, we have a few shows booked for the new year. Next week, we're actually going into the studio to start recording some new material. And we're trying out this sort of, we're putting together a project where we're going to record all analog. So to a two-track tape at this studio called Thank You for Smoking in Montreal. And so we're very excited about that. It's going to be, we're going to record a few songs and, you know, see how it goes. And it's a new experience for us to be recording to tape. And for the engineer we're working with as well, it's his first time working solely on tape and not, you know, using any backup with computers or digital
anything.
So we're very excited about that. But we're, you know, we're very much looking forward to getting the opportunity to get outside of Montreal and play shows just about anywhere we can go play. We're very intent on playing out west and playing everywhere, you know.
Perfect. Do you have a website we can visit to keep track of any upcoming tour dates and releases?
We put everything on our Instagram and Facebook page. Yeah.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song, Hello, My Love. What can you tell me about that one?
Hello, My Love was one that I wrote. I actually wrote the lyrics first. I was just sort of in this mood where I was just sort of like writing down my thoughts to paper and almost like poetry, I guess. I don't really write poetry, but it sort of felt like that.
Well, that's what it is.
Because usually I start with a piece of music and then sort of write lyrics to it, whereas this, it was the other way around. And then I didn't really intend it to be a song. I was just sort of writing for myself. And then it sort of came together. And I think a few weeks later after writing it, I was like, wow, this, you know, I think this might work as, you know, just some little, you know, ditty. And it did. So we decided, and Jules really enjoyed it, and we decided to put it on the record.
And through the band aspect, I when Sash showed it to me, not only did it, you know, bring me to tears, just the way he sings and the way he plays, I thought it was so cool to kind of cut up the record. It's really in the middle of the record to kind of make you feel, you know, stripped down and alone. And I find that sonically, it's really interesting when you put it up with the other songs of the record. So it's definitely, I find it super cool that you zoned in on that song. It's one of my favorites.
That's awesome. Yeah, when I was listening to them all, I thought that it showed, you know, a different side of you, which was really cool to hear as well.
I think our goal too is, you know, to share our emotions. We share them, you know, Sash and I both share our emotions to each other and try to just be as true as possible when we play our instruments. And I think it spills out in the songwriting and in the lyrics themselves and in the playing in general. So I just think it's really cool to kind of bear it all out like that.
Absolutely. That's what makes great music.
Yep.
Sasha and Julian, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you very much, May.
Thank you for having us.
I'm waiting for the sun to rise on this Sunday afternoon. Dreaming about the 60s vibe and staring at the moon. I try to be a different breed, but I can't help myself. What is the point of being alive just to me someone else? I traded in my suit and tie for some boots and cigarettes. left all of my grief behind, cause rock and roll was dead. Trying to find inspiration from all the things I love, an indicator of real fun times when you're living past above. Hello, my love, how have you been? The ones I long to see. When will I find that person that haunts all of my dreams? Oh, please, romantic, and that's alright. I've come to terms with it. I miss the drug. To fall in love is truly the best of it. Just be sincere, we'd be so much better off. The truth I found was underground while I was getting lost. We'll disappear and change our names, and maybe we'll forget a different life. Different dream, one last cigarette. I'm waiting for my hair to dry before I start to worry. I'm praying I will be okay. My mind is in a hurry. Staring into the bottom of a cup I filled with all my tears. It's empty. Now I'm still sad after all these.